Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. And, you know, I just came to the realization of, obviously, my podcast started from very long ago and sort of morphed into a bunch of different things, right? And so at this point, you guys get some of the episodes here that are from way back when, you know, I was sort of joking around, maybe didn't know what I was talking about, maybe motivational guy, to, oh, you know, I'm getting used to podcasting and I got guests on, to, oh, you know, maybe some stuff about wine, maybe some stuff about other stuff in life, and it sort of morphed into a bunch of different things, which, you know, is, you know, I sort of love it because it's sort of my personality. But I guess moving forward, I do want to talk about, so not just, you know, taking a close look at Bible and Bible verses, right, but, you know, talking about a lot of different things that are going on, right, and, you know, if anybody has read the book of Revelations, it does seem like we are getting very close to the end, right, and I'm not going to be one of those people that says, oh, yeah, you know, it's coming soon, or, you know, it's going to end tomorrow, and, you know, it very well could, you know, but I have no clue, just like most people, I would imagine, right? And, you know, he said he's going to come like a thief in the night. So I'd imagine, you know, you're really only paying attention when it happens, right? So, you know, to know what to do when we get there, to that point is, but, you know, that's obviously a separate issue in its own. But I did want to, you know, start bringing a lot more, you know, biblical aspects to this podcast and just trying to get you guys the, you know, the word, the truth, as well as opening up conversation for maybe some people who don't believe and maybe why that is, maybe what you're waiting for. Right, so this is a no judgment zone. This is sort of just me saying, hey, here's what's out here, and, you know, you feel free to make your own decision, but understanding that, you know, your decision is going to, you know, be what you do with the rest of your life, what you do in eternity, as well as going to be a decision that you can make, right? Not just, you know, going from, oh, hey, not really knowing anything and doing what I want to making a true decision, right? A true thought out, rational decision based on, you know, whether you believe the Bible, right? Whether you believe that Jesus Christ died and all the stuff that comes with that, right? So I'm hoping to give you guys like a better outlook and understanding that while I grew up in the church, you know, I'm basically coming back to it. I never thought I would be one of those people that say, oh, hey, yeah, you know, I'm just coming back to the faith as I was lost. But the truth is I was, you know, still out drinking and, you know, being lustful, you know, all of that, just everything combined. And I think it's important to share, you know, just the word so that you guys have an informed opinion, right? So with all that being said in a roundabout way, I do want to start, right? And this is the beginning of just, I guess, what it means to be a Christian, what it means to follow Jesus, right? And in Mark 8:34, you know, Jesus tells us, he says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Right? And this is the basis for everything that us Christians believe in. Because the world says, hey, you know, you can have these cars and you can have these clothes and the house and the money and whatever it is. And as somebody who thinks rationally about this, none of it really truly brings you peace, right? Because you're always going to want more money. You're always going to want a nicer car, a better car, more cars. You're always going to want a bigger house or better looking, better color house. So it just, it never ends, right? And this is just a rational brain. We're taking this apart from Christianity at the moment. But now bringing it back, right? This is being able to come to a rational thought and say, okay, like that's, yeah, that's true, right? And we can all see, you know, we can all see that for ourselves. And then, you know, God also says, I give unto you not as the world gives unto you, the world being basically the devil, right? The cars and the clothes and all of that stuff. But I give you peace and I give you hope, right? And in life, what are we looking for, right? We want to have that peace and we want to have that hope. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the second part of, you know, basically Bible talk. And before I was discussing about how the world gives to you all of the material things and basically how God gives you peace, right? And then I was, you know, gladfully interrupted, you know, by my newborn, you know, who is about 2 months at this point. So, you know, sorry for the break in the podcast, but I am back. And so continuing where we left off, as a rational thinker, maybe as somebody who is new to the faith, somebody who doesn't really know or isn't quite sure, right, we're going to try to break down, you know, things to hopefully help you get closer to God, help you get some of the answers that you are looking for from God, right? Because to be honest, this is not me, right? As much as, you know, I want to be, you know, this awesome person and say, oh, you know, I have all of this information, right? No, it's about asking God for wisdom, asking him to guide me, right? So when I come to you guys, that is what that is, right? And to be honest, I've had such a hard time with, you know, letting go and not allowing people to, you know, see the, you know, the real me. And always being, you know, having this like insecurity of, oh, you know, like people want to hear about my life and the things that I've done and the different life I lived. But understanding that that's just not what it is. You know, everything that I have today is strictly because of God. You know, some of the bad stuff and the consequences that I've had to endure has always been me thinking that I know best, right? And so when he says, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, right, and take up his cross, you know, denying myself means denying my ego and denying my pride, right? You know, I'm prideful when, you know, I want to have a nicer car or a nicer house. You know, like I'm prideful when, you know, I tell my family to, you know, do something without, you know, them having a say or whatever it is. You know, that's all ego and pride driven, right? But Jesus says, deny yourself, right? Take up your cross, meaning, you know, all of the ego stuff, all of the pride stuff, you know, everything, you know, just put it behind you, right? Deny yourself and then don't look back, right? Take up everything that comes with that, you know, having to deny your ego and having to, you know, be this person that, you know, has to love because Jesus loves, right? And in that, right, in all of that, it's about, you know, you and whatever problem that you're dealing with in having an understanding that, hey, I know we are here for only a short time, right? Jesus says to follow me, not because, oh, you know, he just wants to lead you down, you know, some sort of path of destruction, right? If you know anything, right, one of the better Bible verses is Jeremiah 29:11, right? And Jeremiah 29:11 is, I don't know why I'm butchering this, but Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, right? Plans to give you a hope and a future. And that's basically what we all want. But we have to understand that sometimes that comes with, you know, not being able to go out and get hammered with your friends, right? Sometimes that means not going to sleep with those girls or lusting after the girls when you're married, right? Or when you're not married, right? All of that comes into it, right? It's not going to be easy. That's why he says, take up your cross. But understanding that you leave all of that behind and he gives to you like a peace. He gives to you a hope, right? That you're doing all of this, right? Sacrificing your own needs, right? For God's glory in order to be in his kingdom, you know, for a long period of time, right? Because we got to think about it. We're just a blip. We're a tiny blip on this timeline, right? So do you want to spend all of your eternity, right? Which is what I think, you know, in torture, right? Jesus always explains hell as, you know, fire and gnashing of teeth, which just doesn't sound good. Or do you want to, you know, deny yourself, take up your cross, and then spend eternity in heaven with him? And I'll leave it there so I don't give you too much at once, right? So I'm able to break these down. But understand that Jesus definitely loves you, right? I'll break down moving forward how all of this came together, where it is now, people's qualms with the faith, people's qualms with Jesus and, you know, the whole Christian faith. And hopefully, you know, together, like through this, you know, we can also come to some sort of understanding, some sort of agreement. But I just want to be able to get this out to you guys and, you know, hopefully Jesus, you know, hopefully you come to an understanding that, oh, hey, Jesus died for my sins and, you know, I don't need the gifts of the world, but I have an eternal gift in salvation, right? So eternal life. And that's all I'm really trying to do here. But Like again, I said, I'm not going to give you too much, but I did think that was important. So if you want to learn more and you want to read more and you want to get a breakdown of some of these verses, you want to get a breakdown of the Bible, continue to just follow. You know, I always accept comments and all of that stuff. So, like, I really, really pray that you guys do follow. Jesus opens up your heart so you can sort of start to gain wisdom and understanding. With that being said, remember, this is Stomping on Eggshells. I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and I'm out.